the roof in front of him and sent a huge black mushroom rising into the air. Shigar dived cautiously through it, expecting an ambush, but found the area clear on the far side. He turned in a full circle, banishing the smoke with one outthrust push. The Mandalorian was gone. Up, down, sideways, there was no way to tell which direction he had chosen to flee. Shigar reached out through the Force. His heart still hammered, but his breathing was steady and shallow. He felt nothing. The soldier became visible through the smoke just steps away, moving forward in a cautious crouch. She straightened and planted her feet wide apart. The snout of her rifle targeted him, and for a moment, Shigar thought she might actually fire.
"I lost him,"
he said, unhappily acknowledging their failure.
"Not your fault,"
she said, lowering the rifle.
"We did our best."
"Where did he come from?"
he asked.
"I thought it was just the usual Black Sun bust-up,"
she said, indicating the destroyed building.
"Then he walked out."
"Why did he attack you?"
"Beats me. Maybe he assumed I was a Justicar."
"You're not one?"
"No. I don't like their methods. And they'll be here soon, so you should get out of here before they decide you're responsible for all this."
That was good advice, he acknowledged to himself. The bloodthirsty militia controlling the lower levels was a law unto itself, one that didn't take kindly to incursions on their territory.
"Let's see what happened here first,"
he said, moving toward the smoke-blackened doorway with lightsaber at the ready.
"Why? It's not your problem."
Shigar didn't answer that. Whatever was going on here, neither of them could just walk away from it. He sensed that she would be relieved not to be heading into the building alone. Together they explored the smoking, shattered ruins. Weapons and bodies lay next to one another in equal proportions. Clearly, the inhabitants had taken up arms against the interloper, and in turn, every one of them had died. That was grisly, but not surprising. Mandalorians didn't disapprove of illegals, per se, but they did take poorly to being shot at. On the upper floor, Shigar stopped, sensing something living among the carnage. He raised a hand, cautioning the soldier to proceed more slowly, just in case someone thought they were coming to finish the job. She glided smoothly ahead of him, heedless of danger and with her weapon at the ready. He followed soundlessly in her wake, senses tingling. They found a single survivor, huddled behind a shattered crate. A Nautilan with blaster burns down much of one side, and a dart wound to his neck, lying in a pool of his own blood. The blood was spreading fast. He looked up as Shigar bent over him to check his wounds. What Shigar couldn't tourniquet, he could cauterize, but he would have to move fast to have any chance at all.
"No, Striver!"
The Nautilan's voice was a guttural growl, not helped by the damage to his throat.
"Came out of nowhere."
"The Mandalorian?"
said the soldier.
"Is that who you're talking about?"
The Nautilan nodded.
"No, Striver. Wanted what we had. Wouldn't give it to him."
The soldier took off her helmet. She was surprisingly young, with short dark hair, a strong jaw, and eyes as green as Shigar's lightsaber. Most startling were the distinctive black markings of Clan Moxla tattooed across her dirty cheeks.
"What did you have exactly?"
she pressed the Nautilan. The Nautilan's eyes rolled up into his head.
"Cinzia!"